This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 14th. God's word for you today is secure. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 20. And it says, "When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." Our response to the fact that the throne of God is unshakable is to come boldly to the throne of God. If everything around you is shaking, if everything appears to be giving way, come boldly to the throne that cannot be shaken. Our response to the fact that the word of God cannot be shaken is that we build on that word that cannot be shaken. We build our lives on it. Our response to the fact that the church of Jesus Christ cannot be shaken is we abide in the church. We abide in Jesus Christ. John 15 verse 7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." We abide, so we are secure. We are not of them that turn back and abandon Jesus. No, we abide in his church. We abide in him. The fourth thing that cannot be shaken is the child of God. The child of God, yes, the child of God. And I will show you in the scriptures. 1 Peter 1 verse 23 says, "For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God." The child of God cannot be shaken. Your new life comes from the eternal living word of God, and your new life will last for how long? Forever. Hallelujah. So, regardless of what happens to you on this side of eternity, your life as a child of God is secure. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12 says, "That is why I am suffering here in prison, but I am not ashamed of it, for I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able to guide what I have entrusted to him until the day of his return." Paul was in prison. A lot of people are neither in prison nor suffering as much as Paul suffered. Yet, Paul still said, "I know whom I have believed, and I know that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him." What I have entrusted to him is safe, secure, unshakable. What did Paul entrust to Jesus? His soul. He had given his life to Jesus. The child of God is unshakable. John 10 verse 28 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand." Nobody can snatch me, Olufemi Munehi, from the Father's hands. No one can snatch you from the Father's hand, and it is because no one is as powerful enough. There is no one more powerful than he. So the child of God is secure. The child of God is protected. The child of God is in the Father's hands. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.